certainly over the last couple of years, we have had a couple of tragic events on site. They are low, but again, any tragic death linked to drugs is something that we're working very hard alongside the event organisers and the security to prevent anything else like that happening again. We've got very tight search regime. If anybody coming into the site, you can expect to be searched. If you're found in possession of drugs or legal highs, there's a very good chance you'll be ejected from the site. Your wristband will be removed. If you're in possession of drugs, there's a good chance also that you will be arrested and find yourself in police custody.
I noticed as well, obviously, there was a little bit of a change with the licence, which means, what, an extra 10,000 people going this year as well. A huge policing operation. How many officers will you have down there?
We've got a sort of a staged policing operation that comes in as things get busy. So we've been up on site for a few days doing our preliminary planning. We've got a couple of hundred officers, again, support from the National Crime Agency, who are also on site, working alongside security, working alongside the stewards to make sure it is a fun event, a fantastic event for those that are attending. I would suggest wearing wellies. The weather forecast still doesn't look too good. But we're looking and working to work very closely with those partners to make sure everyone has fun and is safe up on site.
How tough a job is it, James, to really clamp down and find people who are taking drugs or dealing them as well?
Well, we use a number of methods. Clearly, I've talked about the searches as people come in and out of the event. We've been searching vans and concessions and production as the vehicles arrive. We will also be using sort of less obvious means, covert policing tactics on site, so not officers with uniform, seeing whether we can see dealing taking place and be targeting those that are dealing drugs. Anybody that is dealing drugs will be ejected, will be convicted, or will be taken to police custody and be charged. So, no, we have been very proactive, working alongside security, who are also looking out for anybody that's involved with drug supply.
And I know this is something we've said a million times in interviews over the years, James, but people still seem to think that legal highs are legal, therefore they're safe, and it is not the case. Just what sort of consequences can they have?
Absolutely tragic consequences. We've seen very recently at Kendall Calling up in Cumbria a good number, up to 9 young people that were taken to hospital having taken what they believe to be legal highs. We're still going through that analysis with Cumbria Police as to exactly what had been taken. Legal highs can and will and could be fatal. Any kind of legal highs, you don't know what you're taking. They're not safe. They're not allowed on site. They may be legal outside the festival. They're illegal inside the festival. It's in breach of the licensing conditions for the festival. If you're found in possession of legal highs, new psychoactive substances, you do risk being ejected from the site because you will breach the organiser's licence. So any possession of any drugs, illegal or legal, is not allowed on site. And the consequences of taking either type of drug can be fatal. And we've seen that tragically linked to some matters over the last few years.